Well, what do you say we put a bow on things regarding the state of the state? And part of another spotlight segment on Long Island. That's right, 3 of 4. Doug Kellogg, Reclaim New York. Remember, Reclaim works to empower all New Yorkers with information and tools to make sure government officials understand loud and clear that they work for us, folks. That's right, they work for us. Just visit ReclaimNYNow.org. Doug Kellogg, great to have you here, my friend.
It is great to be back with you, Jay.
Boy, I tell you, the state of the state, and we've said this a few times already, it was a platform not to enlighten New Yorkers, but maybe New Yorkers and a national audience regarding what happens 2 years from now regarding that this governor and the White House.
Jay, oh my goodness, watching it was like the state of denial address. I mean, we heard very little about some of the major issues that have been plaguing New York and that New Yorkers want action on. You would think that corruption wasn't that massive of a problem based on the proposals the governor had. Upstate is doing tremendously well, according to the governor's speech, even though for the rest of us, it has a job growth rate over the past 6 years that's a fraction of the rest of the country's average. It's unbelievable. The business climate is second worst, but the governor's continuing his quote-unquote bottom-up economic development, and everything's going swimmingly there, even though in the real world, again, in this month, next month, we're going to see trials surrounding indictments for a bid rigging scheme surrounding those economic development programs. So it's very, very confusing speech to watch if you've been living in New York State for the past 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah, absolutely. It's hard not to notice that a lot of the stuff that the governor spent a lot of time talking about did relate to national news and national narratives.
No question about it. Listen, I think a lot of people wanted to hear what was going on as far as, you know, he talks about transparency a lot, Doug. Zero transparency involved as far as how this governor is going about his business. You know, you mentioned the corruption trials. How about that of his very own and Joe Prococo? You know, it's absolutely disgraceful, especially, and I know a lawsuit's been out there, and you guys have certainly taken the headlines, $247.5 million or so. Listen, where are the invoices? Where are the invoices regarding Startup New York and that failed program as well as others? Taste New York as well. You know, where are these dollars? Taxpayers have had enough with what's happening here in the state of New York, and especially, you know, with the tax bills and everything else. It does not bode well for this governor and how he's going about his business.
Yeah, well, I think it comes full circle there, right? I mean, we're seeing this recommitment to more economic development spending in the state of the state speech, another $750 million for the regional economic development councils, more money for Taste NY, so we're going to get a competition now for Taste NY, as if we don't have enough of those, where one product gets selected out of every region as a winner. I mean, these are the types of plans we're hearing from the governor last week. And then we think about, well, in a month there's going to be more of these, we're going to finally see trials going on with Joe Prococo and these guys who were indicted surrounding the bid rigging scheme related to SUNY Polytechnic and the Buffalo Billion. But we're going to throw more money into that mindset, that economic development set of programs. Where are the answers to what's going on in terms of these cases? Can we trust that anything here is being done on the up and up? I think New Yorkers deserve answers there. And these are the very programs of the Buffalo Billion, the highest profile one, maybe the first one out of the door that really got that level of profile, ends up in court. New Yorkers have to ask questions about, again, the transparency, the corruption. Transparency is not there with Empire State Development. We've seen that, as you mentioned. We filed a lawsuit through Reclaim New York and the Government Justice Center last week against ESD because they wouldn't tell you, New Yorkers, New York taxpayers, when and where and how and exactly what was going on with $247 million worth of an ad spend. So you're seeing these flashy ads running, advertising the state of New York in your hometown in New York, trying to lure businesses here. You're rightfully confused. We went and tried to get answers on that, and they've stonewalled records requests, as it seems to be their MO. I mean, there are many stories of that in the media, of ESD and Empire State Development, them not providing records at all or waiting forever to actually do that. And taxpayers deserve answers. I think what we're seeing here with that lawsuit with ESD, it's all a complicated mishmash of stuff. But what it comes down to is taxpayers are not being given straight answers as to what's going on. There's no good tracking of results. And yet we're going to continue to throw more money down that drain when, you know, New York State needs money. They need to find savings. If these programs aren't working, and we think they are not, then we need to find money to return relief to taxpayers after the repeal of SALT from Washington. I mean, that's exactly what Albany should be looking to do, is find ways to save money now, not spend more on programs that, you know, again, are ending up in courts because of bid rigging schemes.
No question. Doug Kellogg, of course, Reclaim New York. You know, we talk about the state facing its first major shortfall, Doug Kellogg, in several years, partly due to this failing and falling tax collections, and federal health care and other policy changes really could leave the state with billions less in state aid. And this governor has been sharing bad news with plenty of New Yorkers. You know, twice I know he said that there could be a multi-billion dollar shortfall in the budget next year. First time at a briefing, stated that. Second time, just days later, to speech and to the state's business leaders. I think it was in Lake George. The governor stated again, 2018 election year, and everybody, as he put it, kind of going to want to go back a hero. I don't know how you can, but you know, you look at everything involved here with concerns, Doug. Potential losses of billions of dollars in Medicaid under plans to repeal and replace the ACA, tax overhaul plans. It does not bode well at all as far as this financial plan is concerned. You know, you talk about the 2% growth limit involved here. You know, listen, I think the bottom line is all eyes after 2018 election year for this for the governor, legislative leaders, Tom DiNapoli as well, under the gun somewhat, right. State controller, Carl Hasey, the speaker. As far as I'm concerned, you can get him out right now. He has done absolutely nothing to control sessions, as they have gone year after year after year with plenty of question marks, plenty of legislation that should have been signed, not talking about the sex offender registries and everything else. Hasty has done a terrible job as speaker there. I mean, there's a lot of changes coming our way, and New Yorkers now have to really pay attention, because we've said it all along, Doug, make the changes. If you're not happy with what you had, and you have it, you know, you have something in front of you where you can make change, where you got to make the change. You cannot keep allowing these election situations, these officials, to keep going, because they have not accomplished anything.
Yeah, look, absolutely. This is the time where New Yorkers need to pay attention to their state. What I would say about the federal stuff is, look, that's a little bit out of our hands at the moment, and Reclaim focuses on New York State. And the situation there is Washington's trying to put some pressure on states like New York here. And there is reason that New York is vulnerable to that pressure, right? Because we have extremely high taxes. We have the 49th ranked business tax climate, the worst combined state and local tax burden, and that's why we're vulnerable to that pressure. Our Medicare program is far more expensive than it needs to be. We have waste issues in all of these areas, and we're spending over, again, economic development spending, I'll keep harping on it because we're spending over $8 billion a year on economic development. That's not a small amount of money, and it's extremely questionable as to whether it's doing anything. So there are multiple areas here where New Yorkers should be putting pressure on Albany, which has been making our fiscal situation a disaster for years, you know, before Washington shifted their tune in the past year or so. And they're the ones who have put us in this boat. It's Albany. They're the ones who have not contained the budget. Every year we hear about how the governor's keeping spending under 2% year over year. And every year, Citizens Budget Commission or somebody else comes out and points out that they are not actually keeping spending under that. They're just messing around with the numbers to pretend that they're keeping spending that low. There are all sorts of instances like this where Albany is not managing the fiscal situation of the state well year after year. And that's why we're in such bad shape now. But incredibly, even though we're looking at a $4 to as much as $8 billion deficit, there's still a lot of waste in Albany where we can do a lot of good towards attacking this budget deficit with cuts to things like economic development programs. If you're struggling as a taxpayer or a business, do you really think that the first thing that should be sacrificed is something that you need? Or maybe it should be the handouts that are going to Hollywood. I mean, Harvey Weinstein Productions have gotten money from New York taxpayers. Why are we paying for that when we need tax relief now urgently in the face of SALT being repealed? So those are the questions that New Yorkers need to be asking of Albany, is why are you spending on this garbage, frankly? And, the governor has put his name all over these things, and that's where the advertising comes in, where it's sort of been promoted in a more generic fashion, and there are questions as to what the real intent of these ads are when they can't even tell you if they're having a result. But those are the questions that need to be asked. What is going on with all of this spending, the waste? Why is Medicare bloated? You know, we need to take care of our own state here and reduce the impact of some of the measures that Washington is taking. I mean, because for upstate, there will be some tax relief there that many, many New Yorkers will benefit from, and obviously many downstate too. And that will potentially have a positive impact. And we can't forget that the corporate income tax being reduced by Washington will help New York businesses who are competing internationally. So it's not all terrible if Albany gets their house in order. Let's not leave off unfunded mandate reform as a massive thing that can be done for Long Island, Hudson Valley to reduce the impact of those tax changes immediately reducing property tax burdens.
No question. Doug Kellogg, Reclaim New York. But to me, Doug, it comes down to this tax plan, because if this plan, this federal tax overhaul plan, is going to hit thousands of New Yorkers with higher tax bills, well, then the state will have to circumvent Washington by rewriting really part of its very complex code here. Listen, you have to see some action from this governor. You know, the basic premise of this still evolving state plan unveiled during the State of the State is to really sharply reduce the state's reliance on income taxes that employees pay by starting a new statewide payroll tax that employers would pay. It's a very tricky initiative, really starting with the fact that personal income taxes, $48 billion, by the way, account for what, 64% of the total taxes and fees that Albany collects each year. So it's a very tricky plan. And, you know, I gave the government a credit for basically an executive order to allow people to get in and pay some of those taxes before year's end. He touched upon it on the address last week, but he didn't really get into it a lot. If this fails, this is going to be the final nail, though, to me, in Cuomo's coffin.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, Jay. And I think that some of those short-term things, you know, fine, worth a shot, although the advertising of them is a little questionable. What is the governor really aiming at here? I think that, you know, unfortunately, he really wants to fight with Washington based on some of the proposals he's put forward. You know, swapping in the payroll tax concept, which is something that's never been done before, to try and replace the personal income tax that we all pay. It may seem feasible on paper, but already, you know, tax experts are saying that this is extremely unlikely to work. It's too complicated. It also has the side effect of letting him continue to fight with Washington, continue to pass the buck to Washington and talk about the changes from the federal tax reform. We need to adjust to those changes, but fighting a fight that's already over with legislation that's already been passed and signed into law, with frivolous lawsuits like the governor's going to file, which are doomed to fail, unfortunately, ultimately, it feels like more of a PR move. It's more of a chance to fight publicly with Washington than buckle down and find some real solutions for New Yorkers. The thing that Albany seems to want to do here is avoid at all costs giving New Yorkers straight tax relief, reducing the size of the budget. That seems like what this is about. It's about protecting the budget and blaming any complications or failure to fix the tax situation on Washington until the end of time, so that the governor doesn't have to take responsibility for getting the house in order here in New York State. So we have to urge Albany to do that. We have to urge the governor to do that and not buy this, these moves that continue to shift and try to pass the buck to Washington. When Washington's done what it's done, you can be unhappy about it. There'll be elections very soon, and you can voice your opinion on that type of thing. But at the same time, it doesn't excuse the state from running itself properly. And as we know, for years, this is not a short-term thing. For years, it is Albany that has made New York tax hell, not Washington, D.C. And so it's really up to Albany here to stop with the excuses, stop with the fighting with Washington, you know, move on from tax proposals that are completely untested and desperate, and admit that it's time to give New Yorkers some tax relief. Because we don't want New Yorkers, especially downstate in Long Island, to be getting hammered with, you know, the SALT repeal, just completely, well, you know, hammering their bank accounts. I mean, we don't want taxpayers to be hit that hard for that long on that.
Doug, here's the bottom line. If Cuomo really wants to stop people from fleeing the state and jobs going elsewhere, he's going to have to do it. He's going to have to dramatically reduce the high income and property taxes everybody faces right now in this state. I mean, that is the key. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, you know, this tax idea, you know, there's a lot of concerns. Companies now worried about maybe logistics over this sweeping tax, state tax code change that he's presenting here, and how they'd handle some of the internal type stuff, maybe cutting salaries, making up the difference through higher payroll taxes. But Cuomo is saying that the effort will be cost neutral. I don't agree with that for companies, but such promises, you know, who knows what's going to happen as far as the future of Albany as they look to raise some new cash here. So there's a ton of questions. Listen, he makes it seem easy. I don't think so, but that's the bottom line. It's all about taxes right now in this state.
Is it ever easy, Jay? I don't think it's ever easy, and it's going to be difficult to rely on any specific promises you're hearing now. But the battle cry from Long Island on this should be unfunded mandate reform. I mean, Long Islanders get crushed by property taxes. It's not an easy reform to make, but it's a pretty singularly focused approach. Unfunded mandate reform, and call Albany and the governor out on not doing that. They haven't done that in years. They keep ignoring that problem, and yet the governor's talking about his shared services proposal and making that permanent, which amounts to small beans when we're talking about the serious property tax burdens that Long Islanders face, and yet that's all that the governor proposed in the state of the state to deal with high property taxes and unfunded mandates was this shared services stuff, which a lot of local governments already do, is very limited in the amount of savings it can deliver. So that should be the battle cry from Long Island. You know, it's a complex policy in the end when it comes to all this tax reform stuff, the payroll tax idea. But ultimately, it's property taxes where Albany can provide a lot of relief. We're the only state in the nation that has an unfunded mandate system like that. And that's where the initial reform should be, to help Long Island and other downstate areas deal with any additional tax pressure that they're feeling because of the federal reform. And Albany should not be able to get off the hook on that. And that should be really scary. Right now is that that's not on the talking points list for the governor, that that's not a possibility, that he's continuing to try to avoid at all costs reducing those burdens because he's trying to protect Albany's budget and all of this bloat and waste and the economic development spending and all of this stuff. So I hope Long Islanders remember as they watch these trials going on that, you know, if we just ditch these programs that are, you know, sending people to a court on your TV, maybe we could save a little bit of money, and maybe we could push forward to unfunded mandate reform and provide some real tax relief to folks who may get hit after the federal reform.
Here's the bottom line. He should spend more time addressing why this state spends so much compared with others, you know, other states. And I'm talking like Medicaid, public schools, which, by the way, he spoke nothing about during his state of the state. You know, I don't want to hear any of this nonsense when he's referring to the, you know, the high per pupil spending levels in New York schools, as well as the new free tuition program for some college students. I mean, that's the bottom line, Doug. He's got to stop this nonsense overall. Got about a minute left.
Yeah, Jay. Well, look, that's a very good thing to point out. And that's what happens when you've had a governor for a very long period of time, and we've watched all of these programs coming forward year after year, where he comes up with these state of the state wish lists and pushes things forward, like the college tuition program, which you know, goes back and forth from being incredibly expensive and having the potential to cost a lot to not that many people enrolled yet. So we'll see where the costs end up on that type of thing. But look, we need results for what we're spending. That's the question. That's what accountability means. It doesn't mean that we don't spend anything or have no programs. It means where we're spending it, we get an accounting of what's happening. We can see with transparency whether we're getting results. And when we're not getting good enough results, we address that issue. And that's what Albany doesn't want to give us right now. So I think you're absolutely right. It's time to put the focus on the budget, on the massive amount of waste we have in there and the ineffective spending that's going on, and start to get that under control and get some real relief for Long Island so that it's, you know, we're not just dealing with the whims of Washington when it comes to whether our state is successful.
Absolutely. Check out the site, reclaimnynow.org. Doug Keller, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jay.